This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says government is committed to facilitate and secure investment. Budget session of Federal Parliament to commence today. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel can stand alone if U.S. halts arms shipments. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government is committed to give an impetus to the country's economic transformation by keeping the morale of investors high, inaugurating the Hyundai Motor Assembling Plant of Lakshmi Motor Corporation in Nawalparasi today. Prime Minister Dahal stated that the economy would be strengthened by taking the private sector into confidence. Prime Minister also expressed the belief that the domestic and foreign investors would be attracted more towards the industry-friendly environment in Nepal. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal said import would be substituted and hundreds of skilled and semi-skilled laborers will get jobs along with industrialization. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the federal government will be strengthened by transferring the small plans implemented by the federal government directly to the province and local government. At the inauguration ceremony of the newly constructed administrative building of Dharma Rural Municipality, Prime Minister Dahal said that from this year he is going to strengthen the federalism by revising the budget, policy and schedule. Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that the federal government will pay serious attention to the construction of housing for the victims of the Jajarkot earthquake. The budget session of the House of Representatives and National Assembly under the Federal Parliament is taking place from today onwards. The budget session is commencing today after President Ramchandra Porel, under Article 93(1) of the Nepali Constitution, summoned the joint session of the Federal Parliament on May 2 on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. It may be noted that the Federal Parliamentary Secretariat had already issued a notice requesting all members of the Parliament to be present in the session called for 2 p.m. today at New Baneshwar Base International Conference Centre. According to the constitutional provision, estimated details of income and expenditure for the upcoming year have to be presented in the Parliament on May 28. Earlier to this, the President will read out the government's annual policy and program in the joint sitting of both the Houses. Speaker Devraj Khemiri had already held discussion with top leaders of major political parties represented in the Parliament to run the session effectively. The European Union said it would help Nepal bring in investment. EU Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, informed that the EU-Nepal Trade Forum is taking place in Kathmandu next week to bring European investment to Nepal. In her address to a reception organized yesterday to mark the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and the European Union, Ambassador Lorenzo said that the second meeting of the forum would be held in Kathmandu on May 15 to 16 to address Nepal's foreign investment deficit. Ambassador Lorenzo said companies from EU countries would participate in the meeting to discuss the potential areas of investment in Nepal. The Nepali Congress has been accusing Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichhani of involvement in the misappropriation of cooperative funds. Chief Whip of Nepali Congress Ramesh Lekhak informed that in Congress Parliamentary Party meeting today, it has been decided to form a parliamentary inquiry committee to ensure that there is fair investigation in this regard, insisting that there is evidence of Minister Lamichhani's involvement in the alleged cooperative fraud. In that meeting, the preparation of the party for the federal parliament session were also discussed. The Congress also said that if the Parliamentary Investigation Committee is not formed immediately, the meetings of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly may be affected. Forest fires broke out in 155 places of 8 municipalities and rural municipalities in Ramechhap, which have destroyed almost 4,500 hectares of forest area in the last 1 month. According to the Division Forest Office, Doramba Sailung, rural municipality, had mixed maximum loss and damage. Forest Officer Om Sagar Bhandari said biodiversity, including wildlife species, has been severely affected due to fire in many forests. The Bagmati Province-level youth conference is kicking off in Hetauda today. Executive Vice Chairperson of the Province Youth Council, Santosh Shaulagai, informed that all necessary preparation for the 3-day conference are over. The conference will be organized to enhance knowledge and skills among the participating youths. The Nepal-India border in Kailali will be closed from this evening. Information officer of the District Administration Office, Kailali, Shivraj Joshi, informed that the border is going to be closed due to the Lok Sabha general election to be held in Khiri district of Uttar Pradesh on May 13. Officer Joshi further informed that traffic will be completely closed during that period due to security sensitivity. The road connecting Baglung Bazar to Magdi's Beni has been closed till May 17. According to the District Administration Office, the Baglung Beni road section will be closed from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. till May 17. Price of gold has increased by ₹2,300 per tola in the domestic market today. According to the Federation of Nepal Gold and Silver Dealers Association, the price of hallmark gold has been fixed at ₹137,900 per tola today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed Israel can stand alone after the U.S. warned arms shipments could be stopped if he orders a full-scale invasion of Rafah in Gaza. The BBC reports that thousands of people have already fled the southern city after the Israeli military began what it called a limited operation on Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden has repeatedly warned against the operation, saying that it would cross a red line. However, Mr. Netanyahu dismissed the U.S. warning, saying Israel would fight on. Rafah's medical facilities have been overwhelmed even without a full-scale Israeli ground invasion. According to the BBC, medics say more than 1 million people sheltering in the southern Gaza city are at risk. They are being deprived of health care after the Israeli military began a limited operation against Hamas on its eastern outskirts on Monday. The largest of the city's three partially functioning hospitals, Abu Yosef el-Nasser, had to be hastily abandoned the following day after staff received an evacuation order and there was fighting nearby. The hospital's dialysis department had been the only surviving one in Gaza, a lifeline for patients suffering kidney failure. The Israeli advance has also cut off access to the nearby European Gaza Hospital in Khan Yunis, where critical patients were being referred for surgery, as well as the nearby Rafah and Karim Shalom border crossing. Fiji's long-serving former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has been sentenced to a year in prison for obstructing a police investigation into corruption. Bainimarama, aged 70, is one of the most high-profile politicians in the Pacific Island, having led Fiji for more than 15 years until he was voted out in 2022. He was taken away in handcuffs after the High Court's ruling on Thursday. There have been concerns over growth potential of tourism in China, with the Chinese economy facing massive challenges. According to the Ministry of Culture and Tourism, last 5 weeks, 5-day public holiday on Labor Day saw 295 million trips made within China. This was 28% higher than pre-pandemic figures recorded in 2019. However, this comes as international arrivals continue to lag, with foreigners currently entering China at barely 30% of 2019 levels. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Lumbini province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi and Bagmati province and hilly region of rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, western wind, local winds and the low pressure system formed around Bihar in India have influence in Nepal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says government is committed to facilitate and secure investment. Budget session of Federal Parliament to commence today. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel can stand alone if U.S. halts arms shipments. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.